Snoop Dogg and D.I.
Guess who's back?
Still doing that shit, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check me out. It's still Dre Day. AK.
Will it be a Snoop Monday? We got to find out. We got to wait. Secrets from Mike McDaniel so far. As the Dolphins are getting ready for the Tennessee Titans, we go into this week four of the season. I just want the Dolphins to stay afloat, man. Leroy,
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you want Snoop because it's something new? Or do you want Snoop because you don't think Tim Boyle can get the job done?
I just think as their careers, I think the guy's been better.
Okay.
So, and it's not like, hey, by the way, you know Tim Boyle has been here for like 4 days more than Snoop. It's not like the guy's got a huge leg up on him on the intel. You know, we're not talking about like, oh, this guy, he's been in the system. Like, if it was Skyler, I think it'd be a more fascinating thing if Skyler was healthy and he just did that. Would you go with Snoop? I'd be like, give Skyler one more shot, but give Snoop the activation. But you're talking about two guys who have basically been here for 3 seconds, dude. So I'm going to roll with the guy who's just had a little bit better of an NFL career because, right. And that's more to do with this. Tim Boyle's has been so bad.
Yeah. But his career was 4 games.
Who? Snoop?
Snoop.
Doesn't matter though, dude. Those are important games.
Like you do realize you're following up ridiculousness with more ridiculousness.
No, dude. He's just something about him. Something about him. You know, something about him. Cheetah knows. You got cheat on Snoop, Frog Boy? Because Tyreek was even saying, he goes, yeah, big fan of the guy. You know, there's something about him. I'm just saying, something about him.
I love Snoop, man. I love Snoop. Had a chance to hang out with him at the Pro Bowl. Tremendous guy. Tremendous work ethic, obviously, man. He's a real quiet. And, like, for me, like, I seen it. I've been watching film of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, since he got here, I'm like, this dude can make every throw. This dude is special with his legs. Like, he's a special talent, man. But the only thing, like we got a lot of things that go into this offense. We got motions. We got, you know, getting a play out before, you know what I'm saying? So he's done a real good job of, like, you know, standing in the film room, learning all that stuff, man. So excited, you know, to see if him or Boyle goes. So should be fun.
There you go. Tyreek Hill yesterday.
I like that. He's still playing the game. Well, I'm not sure if to him or Boyle goes, but, you know, it should be fun. They know, dude. They know.
Now, 5 minutes ago, you played a thing of him just being on the totally opposite side of that, talking about Tim Boyle.
Can't believe him. Can't believe him.
Am I the only one that noticed that?
He is elusive of defenders and the truth.
Which is perfect. Because the only person that it gets is you.
I think that was more genuine than the Tim Boyle thing.
Hmm.
I've come to feel like I've got a good tenor of Cheetah's lies and Cheetah's truths. And I think that Snoop praise truth. Only got passes from Tim Boyle. Lie.
You know what truth you believe? The only thing you find is truth is the only story that fits what you want.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
That's not how. No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No. They,
yeah, it
no,
is.
No.
Because mysteriously, the Tim Boyle the stuff is irrelevant because you heard the Snoop story.
No, dude. They call me Truth Loving Tobes, and there's nobody who loves the truth more than me. And I know the truth.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Who?
People. People call me that.
Okay. D don't even call you that.
Oh, she does.
Oh, next I'm going to say, hey, D, where's T.O.T.? Who? Tooth loving toes. Toes.
It's good thing my son isn't here to rat me out like last time.
Nobody calls you that.
Wait a minute. So he's old enough. Teaspoon got me.
Yep.
Rebecca got me. Dang. Nice. You didn't drink hardly any of that beer.
I really was like, you should have, like, in my mind when we were having the chugging contest, and I thought that you took that thing down like a behemoth lineman. I'm like, there's no way he drank beer like that. no way. Because I wasn't even halfway through. I look up and you're done. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Exhausting. Ah, the days of the pandemic. An Instagram live chugging contest.
Solid. That's content.
Oh, that's content. That's
good content right there.
Mike McDaniel yesterday.
Oh, you know what else we did? We had, remember cooking with Leroy?
Yep, I do remember that.
Oh. I go in my kitchen and cook up something.
Mike McDaniel, he's cooking up something.
Mm.
Whoppers.
He says he signed up for tough decisions. He's signed up for tough decisions. Here was Dolphins head coach, long-winded Mike McDaniel.
And I don't take any of the decisions lightly at all. It's never as clear as the surface just the surface value. You know, I said that on what was that day? Monday? And sure enough, I have a lot more information on Wednesday. You know, so the picture's clear to me, and, you know, I'm excited for the moment that there's supreme clarity. I just don't chase that for the sake of, all right, I want it off my plate. You know, generally the easiest thing is not the path that I choose. That doesn't mean the results are always awesome, but that's literally what I signed up for. So, bring it.
Whoa. Defiant.
Dear Mike, it's already been brought.
As a 1-2 organization, I'm not sure if you should be yelling, bring it.
Bring the touchdowns. That's what I would like.
How about that? How about you bring your A game? Shut up, Mike. Keep your mouth shut.
How about you motion into the end zone for once? That would be nice. I would like that.
Why don't you pick up a 3rd-and-1, buddy? Then we can talk.
How about you tell Ingold, let's make with the, you know, you have the audacity to go out here and compare yourself to Lusaka Polite?
Never.
Never, dude. Tell you what would be with Lusaka Polite right now. 2-1.
2-1 for sure.
You know?
Also, more than 3 points would have been scored after getting an interception on the 6-yard line.
Insane.
That was insane to me. That was crazy.
It was both of them, both picks. Yeah. But that one, crazy.
Come on, man.
Crazy.
Come on, man.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Miami Hurricanes at it tonight. 7:30 is your kickoff against Virginia Tech from Hard Rock Stadium. Pregame coverage begins at 3:30 p.m. And then you can listen to Marcos on postgame coverage till 3:30 a.m.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just be breaking down.
So,
who is doing?
Are you just staying there?
Yeah. There's no point because Vic Bermudez, who does a great job producing the Miami Hurricanes broadcast, of course has everything lined up and a rundown for me to go through as soon as I get off air here, and I'll be reviewing.
Hey, there's
rundown.
People that take rundown seriously.
No, this
yes, some people do take them seriously. Though, yes. We have a rundown on game day uncensored.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Because, Toby goes, did you read the rundown?
Yep.
No. We never talk about that stuff.
We do.
Every day.
We totally
every
do.
Day. Every day. We talk about everything on there. Yeah. Every day.
Do we?
Yep. Yeah, How would you know?
There is a method to my madness.
I mean, yeah. Maybe I ought to take a look at that thing.
you do you, buddy. We've been doing the same thing for years. You know? Like, do you. I'm not worried about it.
All good.
I mean, does everybody wonder why I seem so shocked about some of these stories you talk about?
I don't need you to read the playbook. I know your routes. I know your hot spots. I know your sweet spots.
Oh, Randy Moss, just go deep, dude. Just go deep.
Hey.
Leroy's down there somewhere.
I've never seen a guy run more than 9 routes in one season than Randy Moss.
Well, give us a weather update, huh, from the Demesman & Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Contrary to popular belief, the wind blows a lot less near Frogs. Because up where the big people standing, it's windy as hell. Right? And you get these gusts I mean, still from Remnants. I don't know why. Go away.
You say from Ribbits?
Huh?
I thought you said from Ribbits.
But it is mostly cloudy still. The sun peeks through every now and then. The breeze is not really strong, but it's gusting. And you might get a little shower here and there coming, going through here. It's back to being muggy, too. If you notice outside, it's like the air is thick.
Mm.
I would say it's still around 85, 90 degrees, though. But it's just like the air seems thick, like it's almost unbreathable.
Misty. How you do, Marcos?
You did great. Humidity is at 72%. That's the heavy air he's referring to.
No, that's actually low.
Later on, it's probably going to rise up to about 84%. It's 88 degrees right now. Winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms. Chance of rain about 60%.
There you go. We'll take a break here on the program. More to come. We'll mix it up later on this hour as well. Still got some Deftone tickets to give away. And back with more after this.
Got a condo in Manhattan, baby girl, what's happening? You and your then ride it, so go on and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It's a Football Friday brought to you by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Looking for more power, capability, and technology with Chevy trucks? You're ready for anything Chevrolet. Let's drive together. Miami Hurricanes tonight, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We're back in action. We're back on the field. These Canes are swaggering all over the place. All right. I'm not going to say it, but just know, be forewarned. I'm thinking it. I don't know. Maybe tonight's the night I say it, Marcos.
Tonight?
Maybe tonight is the night I say it.
It is ACC play, so I understand why you get excited. But tonight? Tonight's the night where you're going to say
it? Could be the night, dude. It could be the night I say it. I don't know.
Hard to say.
I don't know.
Hard to say.
I'm not saying it. I'm not going to say it. But, you know, maybe tonight is the night. I'll feel it. You know, I think once you know, you'll know, right?
Yeah.
I think once you know, you'll know. But tonight just feels like, I don't know. There's just something about it. You got a prime time. It's almost a standalone. You're opening up the college football weekend here. Number 7 in the country. You start in conference play against a longtime rival. All right. Going back to the Big East. All right. They all moved over here. And, you know, this is, I'm just hoping right here. Okay. They've set themselves up nice. No real,
keep getting wins. I don't care.
That's fine. But you gotta have no slip ups in this conference. This conference has been a bastard, all right, since they've gotten here. Every single time. But it really does feel like you've got not only the wall and the fortress built up front with the offensive line, the defensive line, so many guys coming together. They're getting Bane back tonight. I think they're getting Bane back tonight.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Oh, dude. And then you bring in the experience. You think about what Mish Powell's brought from a leadership standpoint and dancing standpoint. I mean, that guy's got good celebrations.
Yeah, he's
got great celebrations. Even Cristobal, who you always kind of worry, you have a squirrely eye on the game management aspect of it. Have to.
Yep.
Just is what it is, Mario. But even it feels like with him, maybe he's just got he's got too much talent to fail here, Marcos. Too much.
Two stars.
That's what it feels like right now.
Bane on the defensive line, and I believe Jalen Rivers on the offensive line. Great chance they're making their return.
It's a giant.
Absolutely. I got a question, though.
It's a giant.
We haven't considered this because we haven't seen a weakness from the Canes yet.
Yep.
I do not believe this will happen at all. But is the clouds and the sky falling if the Canes don't get it done tonight?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's hey, Marcos.
Yeah.
Here's why, especially with old Dum Dum over here.
Oh, what?
Wow. Because
he goes all in all the time.
Nah, that's not true.
That the crash is even worse. You see what I'm saying?
The crash, the going up high is where you feel alive. You know, like if I didn't act like that, if I didn't let myself get sucked in, I wouldn't enjoy.
Week 4, dude.
No, it's,
you're feeling high, excited and high about nothing that can be accomplished after week 4.
Oh, what do you mean? But here's the thing. You got to enjoy.
What can you win in week 4?
style points, climb the rankings, more Heisman hype.
Listen, all that happens after week 10 or week 12 if we're having the same conversation.
You don't do
it. But I'm saying you can't do it now.
There's nothing like
all you got to do is keep getting better.
There's nothing like a Heisman hype train, dude. Nothing like a Heisman hype train. All aboard for Cam Ward.
Toot, toot. You just got all of them today, huh?
No, I'm just saying, like, come on, man. This guy, he's just, it's so enjoyable watching him play football, Leroy. And the way he spins it and the way he takes his time and the size.
The way he spins it. Now you're trying to use football terms?
He does. You can't deny he can spin it. And the swagger, you know, well, I enjoy that too.
You know what spin on a football makes the ball do?
What?
Just out of curiosity.
Do I know what it makes it do?
Yeah.
So
you ever seen guys who throw that ball to the corner and it always looks like it goes, it arches perfectly versus the guys who throw it flat?
Right.
Right. The guys who spin the hell out of the ball can get that ball to, so you have a better chance of dropping it in over a linebacker or dropping it in the bucket on the deep pass.
Right.
Right. Some guys have very strong arms, but they don't spin it, and it's kind of a flat, you know, trajectory. It's like that's what that is.
Jeff George.
For future. Oh, man, he threw a pass to you. It felt like your refrigerator was coming.
Yeesh.
So was Randall Cunningham.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know who can spin it?
Mm.
Warren Moon.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, frozen rope. That's what we call it in the league.
That's real not chooch. A frozen rope.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. A piss whistle.
Real piss whistle.
I love
frozen rope.
I love having football talks with you guys.
Oh, it's good.
And realize that I'm talking to two children.
Oh, no way.
And when I start talking, they go, "We're not interested in this. Let's go." Oh, gosh.
Mario Cristobal, echoing Leroy's point about the penalties. So you got to know where that line is.
No, there's a balance. Just don't get penalized. You know, play really, really hard. Make sure you play to a standard. And know that there's nothing post-snap that can help you, you know, unless you draw it from the other team, you know. And so you don't want to completely, man, hard to find the word to use, but you know what I'm talking about. You want a team that really enjoys playing a physical brand, a very passionate brand of football that plays with great energy, that is relentless, and that plays for each other, you know, and get better at, you know, not going overboard, regardless of, you know, whether you're being antagonized or whatnot. Just keep playing football, play to the Miami standard.
Wow. Love the Miami standard, dude.
All right. So
it's kind of like what he's basically saying there is
oh, what, boy. Tobin translator never seems to translate what we thought we heard.
No, I get exactly what he's saying. He's basically saying win with class when you're spanking that ass.
Whoa. Is that what he was saying?
I think that's what he was saying. You know.
By the way, class. Did you see the penalty that the Giants got, and it was actually the other guy pulling the face mask?
No, I didn't see that.
They called the face mask, and they go, "I don't know about you, but they called it on the wrong guy." It was the defender pulling the face mask.
I know Al Michaels got very mad at all the penalties last night.
Oh,
yeah.
Very, very, very upset.
Yeah. That Al Michaels, good. No Kevin Harlan.
Nah, he's no Kevin Harlan.
What?
Just saying.
He's lost.
You know,
lost.
When I was playing, it was Keith Jackson and Summer Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And when you heard those voices, you knew exactly what was going on.
Dr. Toboggan says, wonder what Baldy thinks of Cam Ward.
Oh.
Has he done a Baldy's breakdown on Cam Ward? Does he do college?
What? Yeah, because he does draft stuff.
Oh, can dude.
I just say this, Dr. Toboggan? y'all, Juke, by listening to this, Baldy knows ball.
Oh, yeah. You get it.
Yeah.
Chase Daniel did a Cam Ward breakdown.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What's he, like podcasting now, Chase Daniel?
He was on, what show was he on? He was on a college show, I think.
I don't know. Baldy, though. That guy with his finger probably could spin it.
Oh, God, that's gross. But tough.
Oh,
so tough.
You don't even know. I think Baldy played for like... He didn't play very long.
No, he was too busy absorbing the game.
Yeah. He doesn't play with his film work either.
Doesn't play.
We'll take a break, mix things on up. But I tell you what, man, you don't want a crooked finger.
Oh,
and you don't want a crooked bedroom performance.
Oh, okay. All right.
You want to keep it on the straight and narrow. And I'll tell you what to help you with that. Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. So you're looking to spice things up if you're married. You're looking to impress somebody new if you're single. Listen, Blue Chew is for you. You can chew it, then do it. All you got to do is go to BlueChew.com. We got a special deal out there for everybody who's listening, all right? You can get your first month of Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY. Use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout, and you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. You got to pay just $5 for shipping, but you're getting this shipped right to your door. There's no doctor's visits, no awkward conversations. There's no pharmacy visits. All you got to do is go to BlueChew.com today, use the promo code SHOWPONY, and at checkout, you're going to be good to go. $5 for shipping, you get a month of Blue Chew for free. So go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code SHOWPONY.
SHOWPONY.
SHOWPONY's right there for you. We're taking care of you guys. Chew it and do it. BlueChew.com.
Yeah, 'cause girls is players too. Yeah, yeah, 'cause girls is players too.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Taking you guys up until 2 o'clock. You got Canes football back today. Our coverage gets going at 3:30 here on 560 WQAM. We'll keep an eye on your Miami Dolphins today if there's any news that comes out of practice. Teron Armstead, Kendall Fuller, both in concussion protocol. David Long, Saron Neal, dealing with hamstring injuries. Raheem Mostert practicing limited. You know, could we see him back? There was, it did sound last week Mike McDaniel was kind of feeling the way of getting to Malik Washington, maybe making his debut. So we got all that to look forward to. But that is Monday night. Tonight is all about the U and all about Frog Boy, who's about to mix it on up, dude. What do you got today for us, Frog Boy?
All righty then. We've been talking about Snoop at nauseam this week.
Snoop.
Now, why don't we let the man speak for himself for once?
Yeah.
I got two from Mr. Huntley. Let's start off, as we all know, he is a local boy, played at Hollandale High, I believe. And he says it's a dream for him to be playing at Hard Rock Stadium with this Miami Dolphins team. Here is Snoop.
That'd be amazing. That's just a child's dream, you know, being able to play for your home team, man. That's just something everybody don't get to come across. So it mean everything in the world, but, you know, I'm just here to help the team win.
Yeah. Well, did you, was it Goosey's first time at the Superdome, Leroy?
You know what's weird?
Mm-hmm.
I only played one time and it was my rookie year and we were 3-13.
So, no.
Yeah. Ah,
rough.
And the worst part about it is
no Goosey's.
They put me in the starting lineup to announce my name, but nobody told me. So I was standing on the side when they announced my name and nobody ran out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. No. So it was overall, that's about how the season went.
Did you have a lot of people that went? Did you have a big contingent?
You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
When I got my check the following week, it said zero. And it said to be continued on next check.
What?
Ooh.
How many people did you get?
There's probably 100.
Damn.
100 people.
wow. And you, what do you get? Two? Complimentary?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Did you like try and pull it from anybody else? Like, did you say, hey, can I get two? Can I get two? Can I get two?
Yeah, I got to 12.
Oh boy.
No. Cause you know, there's a lot of negotiating. Let me get your two tickets and I'll give you my two tickets when we go here.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Oof. Yeah. Yeah.
Only so much negotiating you can do for 100 tickets, though.
So. I think I heard Snoop yesterday say, he goes, somebody's like, oh, you're going to have a big contingent. He goes, if they buy them.
Yeah.
That's great.
And back then, tickets were like 70 bucks.
I don't even think it, I don't even think Huntley or Tim Boyle have gotten to like fully move into their places yet.
No.
Too busy living at the facility.
My first, when I was in Minnesota, I stayed in the extended stay the whole year.
Jeez.
Because I had already got places in three other places.
Hopefully they put them somewhere convenient like El Palacio.
Oh, yeah, right up the street.
No, right there next to
I'm
the
more than sure he knows about that place.
Imagine he's like, stadium hotel, stadium. Oh, El Palacio. Damn it. You think he tricks Tim Boyle? And Tim's like, hey, you know anywhere good to stay, Snoop?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We actually, there's a stadium hotel. It's right there. You just stay there, Tim. What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
One more from Mr. Huntley. Talks about what could be his most dangerous ability as a quarterback.
Dangerous.
His running ability, of course.
You could say I run when I need to, you know. That's when I feel like I'm the best, you know. Being able to run when everything breaks down, and that's what put the defense in conflict.
Not great. He's the anti-Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yeah. Deshaun Watson's like, yeah, dude, I don't think I'll be running, you know. Not trying to be a mobile quarterback.
Scramble a little first, Sean? Nah.
Nah, I'm good.
Nah. Shoulder hurts 230 guaranteed. See ya.
Yeah. Not Snoop, though.
Man.
My boy Snoop going to be out there scrambling mobile. Watch how. Yep. Just watch how this offense moves. Watch how Mike McDaniel is able to craft these crazy plays. We're going to do Wildcat one play. Snoop's going to go out for a pass. You heard it here first.
Who's going to throw him the pass? Mostert?
Austin.
A-chan?
Austin Jackson.
You're a jackass.
Jonnu Smith. Maybe he'll finally do something.
Jeez. Ooh, Jonnu Smith. That'd be interesting.
Jonnu
Smith. Direct snap to Jonnu.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Snoop out.
Yeah, on a little wheel or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he can throw a frozen rope. Real piss whistle.
What else you got in the mixed bag?
You mentioned it. Tim Boyle talks about how hard it's been adjusting to South Florida.
Still trying to work my situation out with my own apartment. So it's kind of been a funky couple weeks, too, from a schedule standpoint. Obviously, that first game, the Thursday night game, and going out to Seattle. So we really haven't had that much free time. But I think as we get into a regular Sunday routine, there'll be a little bit more free time to do those things. But I'm still trying to get my feet under me as well when it comes to my own apartment and trying to get comfortable down here.
Can somebody get Tim Boyle a cot?
Please.
Guy wants a nap.
Okay.
That is a weird schedule. Like it's been very chaotic.
Yep. I've lived it, so I understand it fully.
That's wild.
Yeah, that
not to said, mention
stepped up.
On my bingo card, Minnesota was not the place I was gonna live. Right?
That's
it was my first. It's the only time I played outside of on a team outside of the Eastern zone.
Can somebody get Tim Boyle a pub sub? He keeps probably having Sonic by the training facility.
Yeah, absolutely. World famous is cross street too. Hopefully he's had an egg roll, some Pollo Tropical or something. Give him something.
What else is there? Is there a Denny's? I think there's a Denny's over there.
Oh, you know he's at that Denny's every day.
Oh, he's been at that Denny's.
Oh, he's had a grand slam more times than he can count at this point.
Get some moons over my hammy.
Oh, for sure, dude. He's definitely a Denny's guy.
Oh, man. What else you got?
We've heard from Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
This new mature version of Tyreek Hill.
I don't like it.
Why? You know, Why do you want chaos with every situation?
I need him to demand the ball.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're probably not going to like how mature he is here. Discussing how, you know, he can't just sit here and make a stink with Jalen Waddle just because the offense is struggling.
Job, you know, is to be a good teammate, you know. As frustrating as it is, you know, as a player, because it can get tough for both of us because we're so used to, like, you know, being, like, such big game changers and stuff like that. It's tough. But at the end of the day, we got to understand that we have great players on this team who can make plays. And whenever our plays come, you know, we got to make our plays. You know, we just can't be the guy that always wants the ball, and then when the ball comes, we don't make the play. Like, we got to be able to rely on our teammates.
That's fair. I would like them, if the ball comes their way, to make the play. I don't want him dropping swing passes like he did last week.
Yeah, that would definitely help.
I mean, I would really rather not have to, like, yeah, we need to be downfield.
Let's just let the cheetah do the cheetah thing. Who's on the call this week, by the way? What is this game? Oh, it's on Monday Night Football, right? So what do we got? I think Fowler's on the call today, actually. I think he's doing this.
Are they doing the early game?
I think it's Fowler and Lewis Riddick. I think it's Fowler and Lewis. Did you do the research?
he did, for sure. He's going to have all the tidbits.
Oh, man. Hey, Fowler, wait till we get a Canes win today. See how swagger I'm going to be. Okay.
You're not saying it, though. Not saying it.
I'm not saying it, though. Yeah, maybe I made that mistake against the Alabama game, but you know, I didn't realize they always covered.
Yeah, you learn from your mistakes. So, although we still did not do the research on Virginia Tech, we just like the way we look.
Yeah.
You got time for one more, sir?
Of course.
Oh, it's
your mixed bag.
Well, this one is all according to the plan, ladies and gentlemen. This is all according to script. If you guys had a chance to review it, unlike Leroy with the rundowns, you will see on page 36, paragraph 12, section C, Andy Reid plays a role in this Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce breakup. This is Andy Reid on Kelce's distractions, which has led to an underwhelming season to begin.
Works his tail off and he hasn't lost a step and all those things. He's not distracted. That's not the case. You know, people are making sure they have him taken care of by some of these defenses.
He is old. I mean, is it possible he's just getting old?
I mean, look, according to Andy Reid, defenses have figured out Travis Kelce, but there's just certain things you're not supposed to be able to figure out. They always say
with him, like, they don't really figure it out. Like, the thing that makes him a pain in the ass is, like, him and Mahomes are like backyard football.
Here's how it works. Early on in the season, they're going to say, stop Travis Kelce. Now that they actually have weapons on the outside, now they're going to have to roll coverages to those two guys, Worthy and who's the other guy?
Rice.
Rice. And so then that's going to open up stuff for Kelce. It goes hand in hand. You can take some things. You can't take away everything. That's why you have to go in the game and say, as long as we're having success and we're catching the ball and we're moving the ball down the field, you just got to wait your time. It's going to come.
Trust me when I tell you the last thing I want to ever do is write off the Chiefs or any stars of the Chiefs, because that's just going to blow up in your face. Like, you know, see the Patriots. That's blown up in our faces already. Now we're going to do this with Kansas City. We already did it last year. We're like, they got no weapons, and here they are.
Right.
However, he's going to be 35 in a month. He's going to be 35 in a week.
But what does that have to do with football?
I'm just saying, like,
so we should get him the ball because he's 35? That's not ridiculous.
No. I'm asking, is he falling off, like, just because of age? Like,
it could be some of those routes that he's running where he would normally get more separation. He's not. There's a lot of that. That happens too, right? But I just think right now, and here's the kicker. You used to never be able to cover Travis Kelce with a linebacker. Now what if you can? Instead of having to bring that nickel back or that safety down to cover Travis Kelce, now you can do it with a linebacker, freeing up another defensive back in the secondary. What if it's that? So that's where the 35 comes in.
I mean, you got to be honest, though. Andy Reid says he's a hard worker, and I'm sure he is. But there's no way he's working as hard as he was before. It's impossible.
Why not?
Did you ever?
Why do you assume? See,
3 years ago,
different things. There's different things that drive different people.
Yeah.
Right. And we tend to look at somebody else and say, okay, they're successful, when that actual person doesn't look at it that way. So that's what drives people.
How can you not look at it that way, though?
I give you a very similar situation. Everybody's talking like Tua, like, you got enough money for the rest of your life. Just retire and go. That's not the way Tua is approaching this.
Yeah.
Tua's got a whole different reason for wanting to go out there and play. And we're making what our reasons would be, and we're projecting them onto those people. You're saying, oh, he's got three championships. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. You're putting all these things on Travis Kelce without fully understanding what drives him.
I also think they already won with him being with Taylor Swift.
No, that was not something new. That was puppy love, Taylor Swift.
What?
The honeymoon phase of, oh, that means he was on the up. If you look at his numbers, when they went public, that season started to get better.
Here's the thing. Taylor Swift is also a performer. It's not like these two are sitting in their beds, Netflix and Haagen-Dazsing, you know? I mean,
for sure, but... Yeah. 3 years ago, just 3 years ago, think about it. How often did you see Travis Kelce outside of football-related activities?
I feel like I saw him plenty.
I mean, maybe you saw him here and there. The podcast, the concerts. He's acting now. Do you know he's acting? He's making an acting debut now.
He should make an acting debut. You got to strike the iron while it's hot.
He's acting like a bad tight end in Kansas City right now. That's the only thing
he's acting like. You have him in fantasy?
I do have him in fantasy. He's done nothing for me, man. Jesus. Oh, God, please just catch a touchdown.
She's not even there all the time.
I know, but this is
what does he have to do?
We see him everywhere. His stupid cop mustache. He doesn't know how to dress. He's crazy now. He's doing crazy things. He's not focused on football. He's yapping it up with his $100 million podcast. He's got the most popular girl in the world. He's not focused anymore. He's a champion. Why should he be? He's living the life.
I don't understand. Do you know how dumb it is that this team, this team that is torturing all of us, all right?
Yeah.
Nobody can believe in their team because of them. They win under any circumstances, and they're 3-0. They're saying, we played that good. And now we got to talk about Travis Kelce because why? He doesn't have 150 yards in a game?
I know.
Here's their 3-0, and you know what's going to happen at the end. This ends with him catching the game-winning touchdown to send them to the Super Bowl, and they're like, can't believe you wrote me off.
So true.
And the other thing is, the other thing you have to understand is that, I mean, you know, it's rare for a tight end to have 100 catches. That usually is a one-off. Usually they have about, I'd say, a decent tight end, 50 to 75 catches, right? 4 or 5 touchdowns. And I get Travis Kelce has exceeded all that. But now if he has 50 to 75 catches, are you going to say he fell off?
How long did Gronk play? Gronk retired.
9 years?
Like, maybe he's just tired. Because, he led the league in catches at one point. Maybe his big ass is tired.
Guys, he's the 28th ranked tight end in the league right now. 28.
It's week 4.
And somehow he's 28th.
Julian Hill ranked above him?
not a chance.
Why? Because you got to catch the ball to be ranked above somebody.
Somehow Jonnu Smith is ranked above him, though.
Oh, man. Take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.